Hello everyone, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of Cranked Tales. I know I haven't been super consistent, and I kind of realized why. So the thing is, lately I've decided to treat this podcast, at least for now, as sort of the outlet where I just go and share my experiences. The same way I shared a bit more of the behind the scenes of what happened when I went to my first track day, I'm gonna do the same thing, at least for now, with this podcast. And I'm gonna do it just so you have, you know, in the back of your mind so that you know what happens at Cranked. So if you are not subscribed to the YouTube channel, which it's a pity, but yeah, I just released like a week ago a new video on Cranked, which is an amazing video on the KTM 300DXE, to be more specific, on my KTM 300DXE. But yeah, that's the latest video. I'm really proud of it. I think the videos are getting better and better. And unfortunately, I was in contact with someone that might have had, you know, the thing that people tend to have these days. And so I decided to like self-quarantine myself for 2 days. And this is what basically gave me a bit of free time. And then with this free time, I decided to make this podcast and to make it a bit of an update on what's going on behind Cranked. Because other than video ideas and figuring out what the heck am I going to do over the winter, I started doing something big. At least for me, it's okay. It's huge, actually. It's not just big. For me, it's been a dream for a few years now to have this, even before I ever thought about like the idea of Cranked. So it's something that I always wanted, and I never expected to have it as early as I do now, or as I will now. I'm talking about building my dream garage. Now, look, for a lot of people, it might sound like, oh, a garage, whatever. The thing is, it's not actually a garage. It's a combination between a garage, a hangout place for me and my friends, sort of like Fast and Furious style, hanging out for a beer. It's going to be a studio and an office at the same time. So yeah, it's going to be storage for motorcycles, a place to work on bikes. It's going to be my office for my day job because, hey, I still have to have a day job, and plus I have to edit the Cranked video somewhere. And I'm also going to have a hangout space in it. So basically, in this podcast, we're going to talk about the struggles that I've been going through with finding a space like this and actually doing something with it, you know, and actually taking this dream I've had and making it come true. So let's take it back a few weeks, right? So in August, I was like, okay, you know what? August is a bit early, but as soon as September starts, I'm going to start looking for spaces, because the initial idea was to find a space for storing my bikes over the winter, my motorcycles. Now that evolved a bit because I realized that, hey, maybe I can do something much nicer with this. So I was like, okay, maybe let's film some videos. And then I was like, okay, you know what? If I'm going to film some videos, why not making like proper, you know, a studio / garage / like a really proper thing? And so I set myself a budget. The budget was about, like, I didn't really want to spend more than like 400 euros a month on rent. But if it was something like truly amazing and out of this world, I was going to go up to 500 a month, but definitely no more than that. And so it was time to find this place, and I started looking online, and it wasn't great. It wasn't great at all. So the thing is, it's actually kind of tricky, because what I wanted is something that you don't really find. So my ideal space, I actually ended up finding, but my ideal space would have been somewhere in the city. So I don't want something 20 kilometers outside the city. While sure, there are a lot of commercial spaces like outside the cities, and they would work for a lot of what I would need, the commute to there would just ruin it for me. I know it. So now it would have to be inside the city, or like really close to where I live or something like that. Now the second thing was space. I needed something that was somewhere around, I figured around 60 to 70 square meters. So I didn't want anything I mean, I could have settled for something a bit smaller. Because, hey, if I didn't find what I wanted, just a garage where I could wrench on one of the bikes at one time, look, I would be pleased with that. But ideally, it would be around 60, 70 square meters. And then it couldn't be too big because there are two problems with a shop being too big. First of all, it would be really expensive. And look, currently Crankit is making me absolutely zero money. I'm doing this just out of passion. So basically, my day job is sustaining all of the expenses I have on Crankit. And one of these expenses would be the garage. And second is actually utilities. A lot of the like storage spaces you find in commercial spaces, they do have stuff like electricity, but a lot of them don't have a toilet in there or have a common toilet. A lot of them don't have heating, and you have to sort of make do with some electrical solution that you will have to find yourself. And that was going to be expensive because, look, I do not like to endure the cold. So, and in Romania, it does get pretty cold. So my garage has to have heating over the winter. Plus, that was kind of the point of having a garage, right? Having a heated space to hold all my bikes, all my motorcycles. That was kind of the point of it. So yeah, definitely heating was up there on the list of priorities. And so I started looking, and let's just say it didn't take long for me to look. I found one that I was looking at, and it's been on the market for a few months now. But I found that one and kind of nothing else. This one is actually pretty ideal for me, but I'll get into that a bit later. The thing is, I did find some other like storage spaces or like garages or stuff like that, but they looked horrible. They were in, well, let's just say they were not in a good condition whatsoever. And they might have worked for someone who wanted to build like their service there, like a shop for cars or stuff like that commercially, but I didn't. That's not really what I wanted. Like, I wanted something that would be cozy enough, not that big, but not that small, and in somewhere like close to the city or in the city. And finding something with all these criteria is, it's honestly not easy. It's not easy at all. So, okay, I found a space, right, that seemed to fit all the bills. It was in one of my city's best sort of known neighborhoods. So the neighborhood was amazing. It was basically a garage at the first floor of a house, right? And the entire basically floor was this big garage. So it's a big garage with an electric door that you open, and it's like a big, I think, 80 square meter room in there that has like a technical floor on it so that you can like drop things on it or spoil things on it, whatever. Then you have a little hallway, then you have your old separate bathroom. Not the best condition, but it is a completely separate bathroom. And you have another space, which used to be a bit of an office, but it doesn't really have windows. So what I'm going to do with that, it's going to be a bit of a storage space so that I don't have to hold everything in the main room. And honestly, it was pretty great. So it has its own sort of electricity connections. It has its own water connections, its own heating and its own heater, which is amazing because I can make it as hot as I want in the winter. And I can't wait for that. But yeah, this space seemed to tick the boxes, like all the boxes, but I wasn't rushing. I wasn't rushing into getting one because, look, it is quite a big investment. I mean, it's, if you think about it annually, it adds up to around, it can add up to around between 3,500 to 5,600 euros a year, which is plenty. It's a big investment, right? And this is not something you get like for 1 or 2 months. It's usually a bit of a longer-ish term commitment. So, yeah, I wasn't in a hurry. I mean, look, winter is not coming here that soon, so I had some time, right? I had some time. Plus, I have covers for my bikes, and they're not going to die if they sit for, like, 1 month in the winter. But either way, so I went with the agent to speak to the guy that was actually renting it, and this is, like, really old guy, and he was actually, I think he was a driver, and then he basically built that house for himself. And then he built the bottom floor to be his own shop, but then he retired. And when he retired, he sold all of his equipment and he like redid the flooring. And one of his conditions was actually that he would not allow for the floor or the ceiling to get drilled through, which, if you want to have a car shop, that's a bit of a problem, because that means you can't really install a hydraulic lift in it. I don't have a car shop, I have a motorcycle studio, so I do not really care about that. So I was pretty good. But yeah, this guy, I mean, look, he he kind of talks a lot, but he's a nice guy overall. He's definitely been passionate, and he's passionate about like cars and stuff like that. So look, I'm not gonna complain. It could have been much worse. And oh no, honestly, it's not bad. But yeah, it you do have to explain him some stuff a few times. And this is how we get to the second chapter of this podcast, actually, because I did have a mini heart attack. So we went there. We spoke to the guy. Actually, price negotiations were pretty funny, because basically, the way he posted the ad was in euros, but he doesn't really know much about euros, so he posted a price that was way higher than what he actually wanted for the space. So I ended up getting a quite a beefy discount on it, like, by default, which I'm definitely very pleased to have. I'm not going to complain about a discount on a pretty expensive space. But yeah, look, overall, the guys, it's nice, and it's definitely the ideal space for me at this moment in time. There are some small things I might not be able to do, but mostly I can develop the channel, I can build a studio, I can really do it the right way. So yeah, I found a place, but I had a mini heart attack. So we went with the agent, I paid him sort of the security deposit, and then we signed the contract, everything was fine. I think it was the 7th of September. Then the way we agreed on it was that we would sign the contract on the 7th of September, but then the contract would only really start on the 15th of September. So half month. I wasn't in a hurry, and it would be easier for everyone, like logistically, to have it start at the 15th. So I was like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, why not? And then on the 15th, I call him. So I'm like, hey, yeah, want to meet up to give you the first month of rent, or for rent. And he was like, yeah, well, if you want to cancel, you can still do it. I'm like, well, I don't want to cancel. What's up? He was like, well, I've been thinking, and I mean, look, I don't know about the noise, and I think the neighbors are not going to like all the noise you're going to make. And yeah, someone with a bakery offered to rent the space and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'll call you later. So I hang up. And then I call the agent, right? Because what the heck? I mean, I just signed a contract. You can't just bail on me like that. And we signed a deal. And so the agent was pretty surprised as well. But then he called the owner again. And apparently somehow the owner had in mind that I was building a motorcycle shop, right? Like a public shop where people would come in, drop their bikes, I would fix them. And then, yeah. But this is not the case, right? This is a shop only for myself. I'm only going to work on my own bikes when I want. It's not going to be like a commercial activity in there. So that's that was fun. But I think after I started not using the term shop and using the term studio, I think he got a way better idea of what I was actually trying to do in that space. And he was like, okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm fine with it as long as I don't get any sort of noise complaint from the neighbors, I'm fine. And realistically speaking, he's not going to get any. I mean, I'm not going to just rev my bikes in the middle of the night for no reason, you know? So I'm not really worried about it. But it was quite a bit funny. And I did have a mini heart attack because I was like, whew, so I need to search for another space that has to have all these things. It was so nice, but yeah. But I had the space, right? On the 15th, at the end of the day, I still went there. I paid him his part of it, and I have the space now. So okay, what do I do with it? Like, I have a huge, I have a big for myself, a big empty space. So what now? So I went to Notion and actually made a bit of a list on sort of categories. So stuff I need to buy for the shop, stuff I need to buy for decoration, stuff I need to buy for the hangout space, and so on and so forth. So it involved a lot of trips. So I had to order different tools online. I also ordered myself a TV because I wanted to have that. I ordered myself a couch that can also transform into a bed. Like I found a see-through fridge for like drinks and stuff like that. And I need to find a way to build a workshop table, because I looked into how much a workshop table costs and I was like, hell no, I'm not paying that. So I managed to build one for like a fourth of the cost, which was pretty amazing. I mean, I'm going to see how it's going to turn out, right? Like how well it's going to hold over time. But so far, I'm really proud of my table. I had to do some ordering at IKEA for some stuff. I need to do a lot of like Home Depot runs. I mean, in my country, it's not called Home Depot. It's called Leroy Merlin and Brico Depot. Whatever, basically. I had to make a lot of runs to my local sort of DIY builder stores. And that was actually kind of fun, right? So I had the budget set aside. I had the budget for like decorating and for making everything. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? Let's do it. F it. Let's do it. And just a bit later, after I speak of a bit of a funny story, I'm going to tell you what's the overall vision of this thing, because I'm really, really excited for it. And I think it's going to be some great content that's going to come out of this. But before all of that, so there were some things I needed to buy, like some pipes. I needed to buy some like big plaques. I need to transport a fridge, a desk from my house. I need to somehow transport a couch. Basically, there are all these larger items that need to somehow get to this garage, right? And look, I mean, I have a Honda Accord as my car, and my parents have like a Ford Focus. It's obviously not going to work. You're not going to carry a couch and a big desk that's probably wider than the car with a Honda Accord. So what I decided to do was, in it, one day, I found a company online that rents vans, and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to rent a van for a day. It's something like 50 euros a day. I'll just do all of the carrying of stuff I need that day. Cool. So I wake up in the morning, I get there at about like 9 a.m. And I get to this van. I get to this sort of company, I fill in the paperwork, everything is fine. I get into the van. It was a Peugeot Boxer, I think, something like that. I think it's a Ram 1500 in the US. It was that style of van, whatever. It was big enough for myself. It was 2008, so not that old, and it actually drove pretty well. So the first stop was to get some wooden pallets. So because I needed those to make the feet for my workbench. The road from the renting place to where the guy online that was selling these pallets was like 10 minutes long. So we get there, perfect. I buy the pallets. They're in rougher shape than I expected, but whatever, it's a different story. I grab the pallets, I shove them in the van. I was with my dad at this point. And then we're like, okay, the next one is in a sort of city or a village next to my city. So it was about, I don't know, maybe about 20, 25 kilometers away from where we were. And we're like, okay, you know what? It's still morning. Like, I have to go to work today, but I still have time now. Let's do this now and then figure out other stuff later. Cool. So in order to do this, we basically had to cross the entire city. And so we start rolling with the van. And once we're in the middle of the city, I start from stoplight, first gear, change to second gear. And at 25 kilometers per hour, nothing. It does nothing. Like, okay, what's happening? Like, my foot is flat to the floor in second gear, 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. This van ain't going any further, any quicker. I was like, okay, what the heck? So I give it the third. Maybe that would help somehow. Nope, it didn't help in any way, shape, or form. It's still stuck at like 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. I try first again, but no, like no matter what I try to do, this van is barely crawling. And keep in mind, that's like morning, rush hour traffic, city center. Not ideal situation. Not what I would call an ideal situation. So we're like, okay, you know what? Screw this. We have to turn around. So while turning around, we actually call the owner of the business. And he was like, okay, maybe This never happened, but maybe try stopping somewhere, like getting the key out of the ignition, letting it sit for 5-10 seconds, and then restarting it. So I get to a bus station. Now, at this point, I barely get to the gas station. As in, I was crawling at like 15 kilometers per hour in first. That was all the van could do. Like, it just wouldn't go any further. You could press whatever pedals you wanted to. It wouldn't. If it was in neutral, it would rev all the way to red line. That would not be an issue. But in gear, for some reason, it just didn't want to. So I stopped the van. I restarted. And everything looks good, right? I started good, like 40, 50 kilometers per hour. I'm like, okay, maybe it reset itself. Maybe it was just a fluke. Let's go back to the warehouse that we want to go and, yeah, get on with our day. I'm not going to joke. Like, 2 minutes later at max, the van starts doing the same thing. One go quicker than like 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. I don't know why. So we crawl back to the place where we initially rented it from, somehow get there, and we, like, the owner was cool about it, right? He didn't like hold us accountable for it or something. And he also gave us another van. I mean, it was a bigger van, but a much older one. It was a VW LT35. It was the slowest thing I've ever driven in my entire life by far. I couldn't reach 100 kilometers per hour. Like, the top speed was 90. But it doesn't matter, right? It was a van, it was big, it did its job. And sort of funny thing is that the owner could never replicate the issue I had. This is not my first time driving a van, right? I know how to drive a van. It's almost exactly like driving a car. And look, I've had my driver's license for quite a while now. So I don't know what happened to that. But we had this old van, like this 1995 van that was slow as hell and was so big, but it was amazing. But hey, it did its job. To be fair, worked flawlessly from the moment we took it. And yeah, these were my van adventures, basically. I had to somehow do all of the carrying I had to do in 24 hours. So I called a friend and he helped me, and my dad also helped me. And look, at the end of the day, everything was good. We managed to transport everything we needed. But getting back to this space that I'm trying to build for my bikes, let me walk you a bit through the vision behind this, because I think that's what's like attracted me the most to the space, like the possibilities to fulfill the vision after I have a bit of this tea. Actually, holding a podcast by yourself, you having to continuously speak for like half an hour, it can get your throat pretty dried up. But either way, moving on. So the vision for the space is actually pretty simple. So first of all, the bathroom is going to be the bathroom, and then the old office space in the back, it's basically going to be more of a storage space now. I'm going to store stuff like, I don't know, maybe toilet paper, like some winter rims for my car, whatever, stuff that I don't really need to be like out in the open. But the interesting part is in the main space, right? So the main space is basically sort of like a square, and the way I did it is I divided it into four smaller squares, right? Four corners. The entrance, like the big garage door, is on the bottom right corner, and that's actually going to be the shop area. So right there, I'm going to have a 3 meter long workbench where I'm going to be able to just do stuff and like hang tools on it and stuff like that. There's going to be, and this workbench is basically going to have to its left and to its right some metal shelving for tools, sprays, anything that I use to work on my bike is going to sit there. And the idea is that in this corner, I'm going to be able to drive a car in or just put my bikes in there that I'm currently working on. So if I'm working on the bike, that bike is going to stay there, and I'm going to have access to all my tools, everything I basically need. So that's the plan. That's for the bottom right corner. That's going to be the workshop area. Now for the top right corner, that's actually going to be my office. It's not going to be the entirety of the corner because some of it is going to be taken by the shop, but I don't need it to be because I just need to be able to put a desk over there and a comfy chair, which I actually did order from IKEA. So I had a desk at home that I took there, and I ordered a chair, a nice comfy chair from IKEA. I'm going to move some monitors over there. maybe even move this boom arm that I'm recording on right now, so I'm gonna be able to record podcasts, voiceovers, edit. Basically, I want to be able to do like my actual proper work over there as well. So that's gonna be exciting. I'm gonna have a place that's not home where I can work. So yay to that. And then in the upper left corner now. This is a kind of interesting because this is going to be the hangout spot. So I ordered a big TV, I think it's like a 58-inch TV or something like that. And then I also got a couch. I need to order 2 beanbags. I have a rug. So it's basically going to be a place to chill, right? To watch something, put something on TV, watch it, play some PlayStation, you know, just your average chilling out stuff. Also next to it, I'm going to have the fridge where I already filled it up. Like I stacked it up with drinks like from beer, Red Bull, Coca-Cola, iced tea, whatever it is. And then I also bought an espresso machine and then a water boiler, so, you know, to be able to make like some tea or some nice coffee, things like that. And I also plan on doing that, and I kind of plan on building myself a bit of a bar table with 2 bar stools next to there, so you can just have some friends around, chill around there. Just talk, like, whatever, sit nicely, comfy, watch a movie if you want to, stuff like that. And then next to that one, in the bottom left corner, it's actually going to be the bike storage place, because currently I own 3 motorcycles, and I told 2 of my friends that they can store the bikes at my place. So I'm going to have 5 bikes, and they have to sit somewhere nice and comfy, and they will in this place. So basically, this is going to be the place where the bikes usually sit, right, when they're all good. And if I want to work on them, I'll move them to the workshop area. Then the bottom sort of area of the garage is going to be the cleaner area, right, where I'm going to have my like laptop with my office, and then also the hangout spot where, as I said, I'm going to have like rugs. It's going to be nice and comfy for me and my friends. So this is the idea. This is the dream, and I'm definitely going to do a bit of a walk around once I finish it. I'm going to try to make it like more cinematic and like some tips and tricks sort of video. We'll see exactly what's gonna come out of that, but yeah, I intend to use this space as a bit of a studio, right? Especially during the winter, there are a lot of things I'm gonna record there, not just podcasts, but actually like video material, like talking in front of the camera sort of material. There are gonna be some videos that are not gonna really require much writing from my end, so those videos I'm gonna be able to mainly produce out of there. Maybe some bike building related stuff. I don't know yet. I have so many ideas. And look, this winter, you're not going to like any content. Plus, I have the big trip that I did this summer that I still need to edit. That's going to be like probably a 3-part series. That's going to be cool as well. I can't wait for that. But yeah, everything at its time. Let's not rush things. So yeah, thank you for listening to me talk about my dream garage and how I'm building it for like almost half an hour now. This has been Cranky Tales. This was a bit different than what I've usually done here. And to be honest, this is like for now in this season 1 of Cranky Tales. This is what this is going to be. It's going to be me bullshitting around different topics, like motorcycle related, but maybe going to be different behind the scenes stuff from Crank It. Maybe some stories that I find really fascinating about a certain motorcycle or a certain rider or something like that. I don't know. But for now, this is just an outlet where I can easily express myself. Now, if you want to, and if you don't know about it yet, please give a subscribe to the Crank It channel. We have 3 videos on over there, and I promise there are many more to come. Just look, it takes a long time to do one of these videos, and this actually might be a good Crank It Tales episode. What does it take to do a Crank It video? I'm digressing though. So yeah, make sure to subscribe and follow the Crank It channel, the main Crank It channel. And we can also find us on Instagram. It's crank.it, so crank.it. That's where you can find us, and I just post pictures of different stuff I'm doing. I'm actually doing a bit of a story series where I post stuff from the garage as I'm building it, so that should be exciting. And yeah, I can't wait to have this finished. I can't wait to see where I'll be able to take this channel and this like media project. I'm really excited for it. And look, I started multiple like sort of media projects that have all failed, but this one is different because I have never been so excited for something that I started in a long time, if ever. So look, as long as I'm going to have fun riding bikes, I'm going to have fun doing this. So thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on something like Apple Podcast, please leave a 5-star review to this. If you're listening on YouTube, maybe leave a like, share it with friends, and don't forget to check out the other channel, the main channel, Old Crank It. If you're listening it on anywhere else, maybe use the rating system of that platform to rate this one. If you liked it, like it. If you don't, hey, dislike it. I don't mind. Also, leave your feedback down in the comments. Maybe if you have any ideas for building a garage and stuff that I need not to forget, please let me know down in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube. So yeah, that being said, yet again, thanks a lot for watching and for staying here. Keep you updated, and yeah, talk to you later.